This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 past the hour, welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for another week. This is the week ending. Michael, what is this, the week ending? December 1st, 2017. So we're going to go through all the top talk stories of the week, and we're going to discuss those. Michael Harrison here, as usual. Doug Steffen out. Rich McFadden in for him. And joining us this week to discuss all of our top 10 topics is talk radio host Chad Benson, who is nationally syndicated around the country. Chad, welcome to the party.
What's happening, party people?
Glad to have you. So, Chad, you're new to this game, so we'll kind of walk you through it. So, Talkers Magazine takes a look at all of the talk radio stations around the country every single week and looks at the top 10 stories discussed on talk radio, along with the top 10 people discussed on talk radio, and then we go through them throughout the rest of this hour and discuss what they've been talked about on talk radio. So Michael usually kicks us off here, and he goes through the two lists to tell us what the top 10 stories and the top 10 people are. Michael?
Yeah, and also, Chad, you should know that even though we say top 10 and top 10, we sometimes squeeze as many as 20 in each category.
And when Doug is here, there's topics from all over the place. So
yes, he does the top 10 topics of the millennium. So, and we're talking about all of the millennium, the millennii. But here we go. Here is the way it basically, shakes out. At number 10, we have NFL and NBA action. And at number 9, the Sanctuary Cities debate. At number 8, Bitcoin activity, and that's tied with stock market activity. Stock market's been surging, and the Bitcoin is kind of fascinating and complex.
Scary.
At number 7, we have Tillerson's status at the State Department. Is he in? Is he out? What's going on? At number 6, Trump-Russia investigation. At number 5, North Korea tensions. At number 4, the Trump controversial Islam tweet. At number 3, we have the GOP tax plan, and that's tied with controversy surrounding the Alabama election in which Roy Moore will be running. And he ties into, in many ways, to the number 2 topic, which is sexual misconduct allegations. And at number 1, with its own category, even though it is part of number 2, is the Matt Lauer case.
Huge.
Matt Lauer is the champion at the moment of people who have been catapulted to fame by sexual allegations. On the People Survey, at number 10, we have Jim Nabors. Number 9, Jose Ines Garcia Zarat, and that's tied with Kate Steinle. At number 8, John McCain, tied with Mitch McConnell, tied with Lindsey Graham. At number 7, Charles Schumer, tied with Nancy Pelosi. At number 6, Jared Kushner, Donald Trump Jr., Robert Mueller, and Michael Flynn, all tied number 6. We have at number 5, Kim Jong-un, and then we have, related to Great Britain, Jada Franson, the far-right figure that created the videos that Trump tweeted, and Theresa May, the Prime Minister, who thinks the whole thing is not a good idea. At number 4, Rex Tillerson and Mike Pompeo. At number 3, Garrison Keillor, John Conyers, Joe Barton, and Russell Simmons. At number 2, Matt Lauer, Roy Moore, and Al Franken. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And there is basically a snapshot of a pretty dynamic week of subjects and people.
It's amazing just how much power this Matt Lauer story had. It seems like everybody just jumped on it. But let's start at the top of the list and work our way down. NFL and NBA action. NFL is kind of getting to its third part of the season, and we're starting to see who's looking good and who's looking out. My Redskins looking out there. Chad, former professional soccer player and big sports fan. Michael, big sports fan of the Northeast up there with the Patriots. How are you guys doing? Chad, who do you follow for football? What's your favorite
team? I follow
team?
The Patriots. Ever since I was a kid, the pissed off Paul Revere helmet just got me when I was a kid. And we had the Rams here in L.A., and then they left. And then, you know, I was never a Raider fan, but when the Rams left, they broke my heart. So I was like, well, I liked the Patriots when I was a kid. And so I followed them since, since I was probably, 10 or 11. And I still love them, even through the horrible years of their losing and the, you know, getting their butts kicked in the Super Bowl. And then, through the rise of the Tom Brady. And this year they look
good.
They look like the Patriots.
Well, you go way back with them, don't you?
That's cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's unusual to hear anybody outside of New England be a Patriots fan. It's either you love the Patriots or you hate the Patriots. And it's a very, sports is such a microcosm of the real world. There's a lot to be learned by the way people feel about Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and a winning
team. You know what's funny, though, when you say it's a microcosm of the real world, look at all of the sexual abuse that's gone on in sports over the years that they've been able to just kind of keep under or just blow it off, And now, what do you think will happen if some of these stories come out with some? The Ravens player who beat his wife in the elevator several years ago, it took video for that to bring him down, Ray Rice. Because otherwise, they would have just sloughed it off. And it's a whole new world for those guys, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the sloughing off, and this ties into the real big story of the week, although, ironically, the real big story of the week is not the one that controls whether or not we live or die.
Exactly.
North Korea, Islam, there's all kinds of real issues out there, the economy, but this social issue of sexual misconduct, which has created a total talk obsession in the country, and understandably so, it ties into all of the other things that we've seen in terms of suppression. And it's not just the actions on the part of the perpetrators. It is the actions on the part of the big organizations that have made a lot of money because of them.
Mm.
So the guilt, yes. if you're going to use the word guilt, it goes way beyond just personal guilt of individuals involved.
So, Chad, you're in California. You're in Southern California right now. Number 9 on the list is sanctuary cities debate. And the murder case where Jose Inez Garcia Zarate was not convicted of murder of Kate Steinle. And Trump used this case as kind of the basis of his immigration argument. And how do you see this playing out, not only in Southern California and California, but in sanctuary cities around the rest of the country? How do you see it?
Well, we've become a sanctuary state in California. We're no longer there's no longer just cities. We're a sanctuary state. And this debate is going to rage on and on and on. Because of the fact that California is so wide open and they welcome it like you couldn't believe. But this was a weird case. This really catapulted Trump. This started the whole talk of the wall and the whole nine yards.
Right.
That really, really put him, I think in many ways it was the slingshot that put him to the front of the line when it came to the Republican candidates that were out there. And I followed the case. I studied the case. I thought reaching for murder was a bit much, but manslaughter for sure. I thought that should have been a slam dunk, and it wasn't. And it is a very interesting thing here. I mean, you could say, look, the system worked because he got a fair trial. But at the other side of it is she's dead. He pulled the trigger. He said so. If that isn't manslaughter, then we've lost the plot here, because it wasn't an accident. He picked up a gun in the middle of a loaded place, supposedly, and fired it off a few times. Are you kidding me? So, the debate will always rage on. And in California, there really isn't much of a debate, because it is they've welcomed everything here, the politicians, with open arms. So that debate gets killed. It's only the outside of the world that looks in, and the few Republicans that are still here that even talk about sanctuary cities. Outside of that, the Californians don't seem to care, because they've come to the realization that this is what the Democrats want here, and we are a one-party state.
Mm. Okay. Number 8 on the list is, this one scares me a little bit, and Michael, I wanted to get your input on this, Bitcoin and the stock market surges. The stock market's doing well. The stock market's going crazy the past couple of months, which is all good. But then you have this digital currency, And I thought this thing would just kind of fade away, but it's not. It's growing. One Bitcoin costs almost $11,000 at this point in time.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but zeros and ones on a server somewhere that you can't see, touch, feel, or carry in your wallet. And it scares me to death. But then I think about the dollar. The dollar is really digital currency, too, because, sure, I can go to the bank and get my whatever I have in the bank in dollar bills and put it in my bathtub and keep it for safekeeping. But really, I live on plastic, and it's all digital anyway. So where does this thing go, and how do we wrap our heads around non-gold-backed currency or non-oil-backed currency?
I'll try to give it to you in a minute, because I'm that smart.
I know that. That's why I asked
you. And I say that in jest, folks. Stock market surging is a good thing for people that own stock. If their stock is part of what we call the surge, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, not all stocks are surging, but certain key stocks are surging. All I could say is that the real issue here is that never before in the modern era has there been such a disconnect between what we call Wall Street and what we call Main Street. So the stock market surging in 2017 does not necessarily indicate that everybody is enjoying economic good times in this country. I'll leave it at that. But that's a heavy statement I just made. As far as the Bitcoin is concerned, I'll tell you exactly what it's about. I haven't got a clue.
Jump in, because we've got people in my office here that have Bitcoins.
So that makes you an expert.
Well, Chad's studio is in a tech office.
We're in a tech office. We have guys who create cryptocurrency for our partners. That's what they do for a living. They create cryptocurrencies for a living. And Bitcoin was not originally meant to be a full-time currency. It was meant to be something traded amongst people who lived on the internet and were a bit off the grid. And how it became a mainstream way that things have happened. And I've got two convenience stores close to me that actually accept Bitcoin now as a payment. And it is becoming real. And it's so much so that even the IRS yesterday decided that they're going to look into people who have got Bitcoin, have bought Bitcoin, and have profited from Bitcoin because they want their money too. And that's when you know it starts to become real, when the IRS starts knocking at your door.
You can buy overstock.com products on Bitcoin right now. It's crazy. So it's going to be scary and interesting to watch where this goes. Coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we've got number seven, Rex Tillerson. Will he be around? And number six, the Trump-Russia investigation at 19 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions, Google Play holiday music, even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassle.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer...
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen. He will be back with you next week. Michael Harrison, editor in chief at talkers.com, along with Chad Benson, nationally syndicated talk radio host on the Radio America Network. We've already gone through number 10, NFL NBA action, number 9, Sanctuary Cities, and discussed number 8 topic, Bitcoin activity and the stock market surges. At number 7, Rex Tillerson's status at the State Department. Chad, will he be sitting in that seat at the end of the month?
Yes.
All right, number 6.
Do they have to? Do they get your advice on that?
I think he'll be there through the end of the year. I don't think he'll be there much longer than that, but I think they'll get through the end of the year with Tillerson in there. But eventually, I think he is going to. It'll be by mutual.
Isn't that funny? Don't you think that they are kind of two similar guys, and that's probably why they don't get along?
Absolutely. Although I will say that I think Tillerson is a little bit more less tweety and a little bit more
level-headed,
mature and level-headed in some ways. But in a lot of ways, especially the ways that matter, they're very much similar. But I think he'll get through the end of the year because that's been a revolving door. And I know he thrives on chaos. Trump thrives on chaos. But I think it'll be towards the end of the year, after the first of the year, that you'll see the movement.
Meanwhile, Rich, there seems to be a very big crisis brewing at the State Department where more and more experts from all sides are saying it's understaffed, that it's they do not fill the openings that they should be. Trump has said it doesn't matter because it's only what he thinks that matters, but no one man could operate the complex involvement that the State Department does, and it really has to do with the USA's diplomacy arm. And diplomacy is important, especially in a world that's as volatile as the one we're living in. So that Tillerson thing is very troubling.
Yeah, and then we've got who's going to take over for him, whether, Mike Pompeo, and a lot of people are saying, the neocons are going to get in now, and you don't see that kind of working with Trump because you don't see him as a neocon, but that will be the thing. I kind of feel, as crazy as Trump is, and I support a lot of the things that he does, just kind of how he does it drives me nuts. Tillerson was always kind of that steady hand there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like it. A little bit worried about what's going to end up in there and hope that they can get somebody with a steady hand.
Well, we should never underestimate the value of a steady hand when we're running the ship of state. And I mean that not just the State Department, but the presidency.
Exactly.
You know, the desire to shake things up, drain the swamp, you know, speak your mind, you know, challenge the status quo, all those things are great in theory, but the truth of the matter is, you know, we're turning the Queen Mary around, and you don't want to capsize. There is a reason things go slow. There's a reason for parsing words and being diplomatic and not being inflammatory. And this story has yet to play out. The desire for change and the desire for transparency and for, you know, saying what you want, and the desire for there to be stability in the real world of grown-ups. So I think this story has yet to really play out.
All right. So at number six, we have the Trump-Russia investigation. You know what? As much as we talk about this, there may be some low-level stuff, but I would have thought that there would be a little something-something there, Chad, if there was anything. So now they're looking at saying Flynn lied because they couldn't convict him of what they really wanted to convict him on, but he lied when talking to them about what they wanted to convict him on, so now they're going to book him on that.
You know, I at some point in time, I'm sitting around about 2-3 months ago and go, you know, if they had something, it would have come out by now. Now what you're doing is you're overcharging other people, hoping that they'll spill the beans on something they don't know. And this is not the first time that Mueller's done this, and Comey did this, and on more than a few occasions, LA Times pointed out a great article about this and what they have done in the past where they've overcharged people and that it's not right. And I think at this point in time, it's a non-starter for me unless you come up with something concrete.
There it is, 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales?
Using new moisturizer?
Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips, too?
Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talk Radio Countdown is back with you. It's Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, Chad Benson of Radio America, nationally syndicated talk host with us this week, and Rich McFadden in here for Doug Steffen. We're at number six, or number five now. Michael, if you would be so kind as just to hit the top 10 stories for us again, catch us up.
At 10, we have the NFL and NBA action and stuff behind the scenes. Sanctuary Cities debate at 9. The economy per bitcoins and the stock market, number 8. Tillerson at the State Department is 7, and the Trump-Russia investigation is 6. And that brings us to number 5 and all the tensions swirling around North Korea. They're claiming now they could reach any place on the U.S. mainland with a nuclear strike, and they probably can. You know,
did they blow themselves up in the process?
Well, the question is, who's the madman here, and or madmen, and how serious is the instability factor that people talk about? That's really the question. The arms are there for terrible, terrible destruction. Is the insanity that seems to be swirling around the discussion between the two countries, is that real or is that just show?
Well, so answer me this. China pretty much has their thumb on North Korea. and they control all the oil that goes in and out of there, which pretty much supports their ability to do any of this stuff. And also anything that North Korea sells goes out through China. Why have we not been able, and what is China? China needs us, because everything they make pretty much gets sold to us, all their cheap goods. Why are we having such a hard time being able to get China to put their thumb on North Korea and that little pinhead and get him to behave?
My own gut feeling about that, and again, I never claim to be an expert. I don't think anybody that does is honest. I think that China does not have their thumb on North Korea on the level that you indicate. I think North Korea is a pain in the butt for China, and that they're trying to play it the best they can. Add to that the fact that the Chinese are not impulsive. The Chinese operate very conservatively,
very
calmly.
Very methodical.
Yes, they play the long game, and so it fits in. The fact that they're playing it slowly, they're eyeballing Trump with great caution. They know what they've got with North Korea. They do know what advantage they have over North Korea, but it's not complete. And there is the crazy factor, but the crazy factor is not as crazy, I think, as people think. A case could be made for why Kim Jong-un does what he does. There's a rationale behind it. It may be a losing rationale. It's certainly a dangerous one, but he's not just a flaming madman. He's playing a very dangerous game of brinksmanship.
Chad, do you think at some point the United States just starts unilaterally shooting their missiles out of the sky when they start testing these things?
I think, you know what, I don't think we're going to do that. And I just don't. I don't think we're going to do that at all.
You don't think that we need to prove that we can?
I would like to see that. I would love to see that we prove that we can, but I just don't think we're going to. At least, and that may be why the whole Tillerson thing may be sideways right now, because I think he wants somebody that's a little bit more aggressive potentially with North Korea, and I think Tillerson is, you know what, let's let the thing play itself out, because I think much of what Michael said, I echo the same sentiment. First of all, he's not a madman. Secondly, he loves Trump because Trump gives him what he wants, which is attention. And by the way, he's never giving up his weapons, and I don't blame him. If I'm that guy and I look around the world and I say, okay, let's see, Saddam dead, Gaddafi cooperated and he's dead, I'm not giving up my weapons at all. And another thing Michael said, North Korea has become a pain in the butt for China, and China doesn't really have that kind of sway. Maybe they did with his father and grandfather for sure, but not with this guy.
All right. Number four on the countdown list is the Trump Islam tweet. So Trump retweets a couple of far-right UK organizations' tweets about Islam, showing Islam attacking people. And people come to the defense, and this is just kind of the way I'm reading it, tell me if I'm wrong, of the videos that he sent out saying it's attacking all of Islam, not just the people who perpetrated these attacks. While I don't think Trump should be retweeting this stuff, I think it was obviously video of bad people doing bad things. Why is it all of a sudden an attack on Islam?
No, because it's propaganda that gives the impression that the entire state of Islam, the entire religion, everybody who is Islamic, all billion people, are of that mindset. It fosters hate. It creates an environment of injustice. There are peaceful Islamic Americans. We have allies that are Islam. It is again irrational behavior, not fitting of a president, and not diplomatic. It also gives tremendous credibility to an organization that operates in the far fringes of British society. The Brits are saying, "What the heck is this? He's elevating these people, this Jada Franson and Britain First, to world status, to first class status as an organization when they're really a bunch of loonies." And he probably didn't give it the thought necessary. He probably did it impulsively, which is the big knock against Trump, and a valid one. Whether you like what he stands for or all the other things, this is the kind of stuff that could very quickly undo tax change, you know, or some of the things that people are concerned about.
Right. Michael, you're a pretty thoughtful guy. I mean, a very thoughtful guy. I always love to hear your take on things. And one of the things that perplexes me about Trump is I love brutal honesty because I know where a person stands. I cannot stand somebody who sugarcoats something and then basically lies to me when my back is turned, which is what most politicians do. So for me, as crazy as I think Trump can be, I appreciate what I perceive to be as being able to see what the guy's really all about.
Yeah, that's great, and you make a good point, but brutal honesty is not a very good trait for world leaders.
Statesman, right.
It's not a good trait for a president. Being able to edit yourself and weigh your
which
words.
Which you can't.
The ends justify the means. I mean, just being honest doesn't make you good. Just being honest, just so you know where a person stands is not enough. And why does it have to be somebody who is dishonest and will stab you in the back versus somebody who's brutally honest but's a jerk? Why can't it be somewhere in the middle where it's a relatively honest person, a relatively honest person who understands how to weigh words for the sake of dealing with the complexity and all the different interests that are affected by his or her words?
So, Chad, is he less effective because of these tweets and because of his actions, or do you think he's more effective in getting things done?
I think when it comes to his base, they think it's great. When it comes to being effective, I think it hurts him. But as we all see, you know what, who are we to sit here and talk, because everybody has told him how wrong he's going to be, how he never had a chance of being president, how this was never going to work out. And he continues to defy all of us by continuing to do it. But my mother is a huge Trump supporter, and she says somebody needs to take that away from him. That he's got to stop tweeting because he gets himself into trouble, and that's the issue right there. I talked to a senator the other day, texted me, and we were texting back and forth, and he said, look, here's the deal. When he does things like this, it makes our job tougher to move forward his agenda.
Exactly.
And I don't think people realize what it does down the line to us, because it takes away. And on top of that, he also does something, and this is, I don't think people realize, he wants to talk about winning. Even when he wins, he has to lose a little bit. And that's the chaos part I think he enjoys, because as much as we should be talking about the opportunity for once-in-a-lifetime tax reform, we're talking about all the other things that he does, and that gets left out.
All right, yeah, it's really, do you have to break?
Right after I think this gets us into the number three topic, the GOP tax plan and their troubles getting something done.
I just want to add to what Chad said, that Trump is going to learn something, that the forces that brought you to power are not necessarily the same forces that will keep you there.
Absolutely.
I think he's found that out already. Look at Steve Bannon's gone. So I think his team is changing. It's a revolving door there. So, all right, so coming up, we still have the number three. Tied at number three is the Roy Moore election, which will tie into the number two sexual misconduct allegations and number one Matt Lauer case on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 45 past the hour.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Give joy, get joy right now at Kohl's. It's the one time of year friends and family take an extra 25% off. With an extra 25% off, outerwear for her is just $37.50. Boots for him are $29.99. And stockings for the family are just $11.24 each. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. And remember, only once a year, friends and family take an extra 25% off. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% off are valid November 30th through December 6th with promo code HOLIDAY. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. As a multiple myeloma patient, I have strong views on health care reform. This includes the belief that a demanding patient is good for the health care system. Improvement in health care is best accomplished through investment in innovation, not by cost-cutting. Patients like me are demanding innovation because our lives are at stake. Our demand is we have access to and choice in treatments without third parties, public or private, placing unnecessary obstacles in our path. We'll push back against restrictive insurance rules and formularies, obscene copay requirements, and time-consuming data entry requirements that waste doctors' time. We'll work with doctors to focus attention on cures, not dollars. The demanding patient will create a better healthcare system for everyone, because we are all patients eventually. For more details, go to Facebook.com/betterhealthcarepolicy.
Rounding up the top of the list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Chad Benson from Radio America, nationally syndicated host, and Rich McFadden here with you. And for Doug Steffen, we are at the number three. Number three was tied, and we kind of covered the GOP tax plan, but I wanted to, it's tied with the Roy Moore election. I want to lump that into the number two topic, which is sexual misconduct allegations, and the number one, the Matt Lauer case. So in that, we have, Garrison Keillor, John Conyers, Russell Simmons, Matt Lauer, Roy Moore, Al Franken, and the list keeps seeming to grow bigger and bigger, and the allegations on each of them keep some, you know, what do we got, eight people on Al Franken now and
can't
five people
it,
on Matt Lauer?
It, can't even keep track of it.
Yeah,
it was crazy putting this list together for us.
And
I'll tell you real quickly. And Geraldo, too, a little bit on the periphery. He's trying to stick his nose in it, too. And,
oh, he was accused today by Bette Midler of sexual assault.
Really?
I didn't even know that.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Who assaulted
that.
Whom?
I know. That's what I look at that, and I'm like, oh, Geraldo, really?
All right.
Okay, we should laugh.
Ourselves.
This is not funny. Hey, listen, here's what the deal is right now with this. We got two major factions that are involved in this scandal. We have Hollywood and we have Washington. We have the media and the corporate side of it, and we have the government side of it. And what everybody is noticing now, that politicians are far quicker to protect their own than the corporate world is.
Yes.
And that's very interesting as to why.
Well, because you have advertisers you can pull out tomorrow, whereas the politicians have more of a long-term out. They can wait 2 years until the next election and try and recover from it. Geico leaving you or Home Depot leaving you, that happens tomorrow, and they cannot recover.
Right. Well, that's part of it, for sure. It also shows the different nature and the sense of entitlement that the political class has. It's very, very interesting. But,
yeah.
But this is Hollywood and Washington. You know, when I say, I mean, Matt Lauer is not Hollywood, but it's more under the show business umbrella than it is under the Congress umbrella.
So, Chad, I'm curious, where does Matt Lauer do his first interview? Does he stick with NBC and try to save face with them and get his job back? Or does he use it to get a new job at CNN a year down the road?
If I'm him, he's going to do... If I'm NBC and I'm them, I get my first interview with Megyn Kelly. And I think that would be a good thing. Not with his friends, but with Megyn Kelly, because I think she'll be tough on him. And but with him, you know, I don't know. He may be doing a podcast. He may do it on my show, a podcast. Because, look, this is a horrible situation. And men have been doing this for years and years. And it's just coming to light now. And it should have come to light a long time ago. But, you know, Matt Lauer's done. He's 60 years old almost. He's not coming back anytime soon. But if I'm him... Man, I try to save face by doing it somewhere else. But if I'm NBC, I get him on Megyn Kelly as fast as possible.
Yeah, but he might tell NBC to stick it. So, all right, there it is. Your top 10 talk topics of the week in talk radio for the week ending December 1st, 2017. Michael Harrison of Talkers, thank you very much. Chad Benson of Radio America, check him out at ChadBensonShow.com. Thank you.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen. And time for our, as Doug loves to say, our legal eagle or our legal beagle, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, to join us and discuss some of the legal implications of the top 10 stories. And in our top 10, two of the stories really jump out legal-wise, Steve. At number 9, we have the Sanctuary Cities debate. And then, of course, all of the sexual misconduct allegations and abuse cases. Let's start with these sanctuary cities. Jose Inez Garcia Zarate was found not guilty and an accidentally killing Kate Steinle. Where does this? How do you see the case? Was it the right verdict? Let's start there.
Yeah, it probably was the right verdict.
How so? Why? Why wasn't it manslaughter?
We have to look at the difference of what the facts came out in the trial is in report as contrasted to how it was initially reported. Zarate, who was here in the country illegally, did have some convictions, but was not a violent criminal. As a matter of fact, the statistics that are often thrown around without using any real statistics about the violence of immigrants in general are unfounded, and in fact, very little of the, very few of the immigrants who come commit violent crimes. But that being said, so Zarate found a gun. It was not his gun. He was sitting twirling this gun, and it went off. He was not intentionally trying to shoot Kate Steinle. And in as a matter of fact, unfortunately, when the shot went off, it ricocheted off some concrete and hit her. So as far as murder with a malice and deliberate intent, no, he did not commit murder.
Why wouldn't that be manslaughter then? Involuntary manslaughter.
You know, they could have charged with a reckless action causing it. And, you know, that was something I'm not even sure that was put in front of the jury. I think they were there looking at a
so
charge
played their cards
of,
wrong.
Of murder.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, you know, we'll watch that and see how that plays out. The sexual misconduct in the Matt Lauer case is just sucking all the oxygen out of the talk radio room this week. At number two, we have the sexual misconduct allegations. So in there, we have Matt Lauer, Roy Moore, Al Franken, Garrison Keillor, John Conyers, Joe Barton, Russell Simmons, and a list of others. And the list keeps getting bigger and bigger on the list of allegations against each one of them. Who in this list is in trouble of going to jail for sexual abuse, possible rape convictions?
Well, you got to start at you know, what brought this watershed moment in our history. I mean, it is just absolutely incredible what is happening now, and frankly, how blind many of us, particularly males, were to how serious this problem was in the workplace. But the well-deserved Harvey Weinstein is someone who is really facing some serious criminal charges, and the reason for that is, you know, the jurisdictions for these kinds of crimes, these sex crimes, are they're not generally federal crimes. They're state crimes. And so there are statutes of limitations that do apply. And this is something that you'll find in many instances as such that he could not be brought up on charges, except New York. New York has no statute of limitations on sex crimes. And the New York District Attorney has been carefully investigating. It does appear that they are building a case, and I think he's in serious danger of not just being indicted, but I think he's somebody that could be doing some time.
There's talk of Matt Lauer hitting a lock button on his room, on his office, with an intern inside. Does that put him in legal trouble?
It's fascinating, the law here, you know, and when you look at Matt Lauer's situation, and this thing happened so startlingly fast. I remember on Wednesday morning, my wife said, "Oh my God, did you see, you know, Matt Lauer was fired right. for sexual harassment?" And it was only Monday night that the first woman came in, 6 p.m., with her attorney to file a complaint and speak with NBC Brass. And yet by Wednesday morning, and apparently by 4 a.m. Wednesday morning, Lauer was out. Lauer was terminated. And so as a lawyer, I'm looking at this going, you know, Lauer is one of their most popular hosts. He's at the Cash Cow Today show that brings in a lot of money. Why didn't they suspend him? Why didn't...
Because they knew for years that he had been playing around with everybody, and they knew the avalanche was coming. Thank
You're
you, Steve. It's
correct.
58 past on the count.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.